UFO News, 23rd of July, 2020. There is a lot going on in the UFO community. Some think there is more UFO activity now than usual, because of the riots going on. That could be true. Can you imagine an alien seeing this? They would have to think that some people have lost their minds. Some have thought aliens would never allow a nuclear attack because of the actions they have taken, such as shutting down nuclear missiles and such. I guess now the question is, will they allow a country to be torn apart? Since we can't be sure aliens actually exist, I guess this question is moot. An interesting sighting took place recently in Leeds, England. Witnesses saw two rocket-shaped UFOs. What made this sighting a little more unusual was the fact these UFOs both had windows all along the sides. Over the years, sightings of these types of vehicles have been reported, and some reports have even contained the fact aliens could be seen looking out of the windows. It makes you think there might be an alien planet somewhere where some extraterrestrial is running a sort of safari business. Instead of shooting animals, he allows his passengers a close-up look and possibly something equivalent to photographs. Along with the two rocket-shaped craft was a dark saucer-shaped UFO. It seems this area has had a lot of sightings lately. UFOs was said to be visible for between 8 and 10 minutes, and made no sound. A strange craft was spotted in the skies above China. It was said to be a UFO. A witness had taken a video of the craft, but it was taken from an automobile and was shaky. The object was close to the city of Fujian. The object had been spotted as the people in the car saw it hovering over a hill near the city. It is said it stayed in the exact same place for about one half an hour. Was this a secret Chinese craft of some kind, or was it from another planet? That question has been asked plenty of times in the past. A UFO was seen over Saddleworth Moor, in Manchester, England. It seems there are a growing number of British UFO sightings. It makes one wonder what the reason could be. The UFO was seen at about 5:30 in the morning when the witness was sitting in his car. He had heard a whooshing sound and then saw a bright light in his rearview mirror. What made this sighting even more incredible was the witness said he saw a perfect sphere from a ball of light and then it turned red and vanished. The witness seemed to be embarrassed as he told the story, probably thinking people would not believe him. It's been a while since I've mentioned crop circles. As I have said in the past, there are two kinds. The first kind is crude and made by humans and there are no physical effects. The second kind, however, is perfect without any growth being broken, just sort of bent. As far as physical effects go, there are plenty of them reported by people who have walked into the center of one of the circles. The crop circle had appeared in a wheat field in France and in the center of it was a perfect representation of a Templar cross. When the crop circle first appeared, the owners of the farm where it was created decided it would be a good idea to put photos of it on social media. This was a big mistake because it attracted hundreds of people to their farm, so they finally had to take the photos down. The circle had suddenly appeared overnight, as many of them do. England was once again the target of UFOs. This time the UFO was over Bristol, England. The witness who saw it said he was not usually a conspiracy theorist, but he reported seeing the object make maneuvers which would have been impossible for any other craft. I guess this is why he felt he had reported. There is a limitation on the type of maneuvers an airplane can make. Too violent, the maneuver can make the pilot black out and crash his plane. The UFOs do not seem to have this problem and are able to perform any maneuver they want. Luis Elizondo, the former director of programs to investigate unidentified aerial threats for the Office of the Secretary of Defense, has made an astounding claim. He has said publicly there is no longer any doubt UFOs exist. What he is really saying is they're alien craft. He went on to say words to the effect that could be a threat and may not be peaceful. He is the same man who is responsible for the Navy releasing videos of UFOs their pilots encountered. When the Navy released this film, it was almost as if they were begrudgingly saying not only do they know what these craft are, but they could be alien. Luis Elizondo has said in the past the U.S. government has far more UFO videos it has not released. A retired RAF pilot has decided to come clean about sighting UFOs in his career. This is not a run-of-the-mill pilot, but one who flew the Prime Minister and many other VIPs around the world. I guess he figured he could talk about it now since he's 83 years old. He said one time when he was flying at 35,000 feet, he saw a strange object in the sky shaped like an oil drum near Corsica. He said the object was extremely bright and shiny and parts of it bulged out as they circled the drum. He said he was not alone when he witnessed this, three other people were with him. He said he reported this sighting through normal channels but never heard back. I guess he was lucky, because in those days reporting a UFO sighting sometimes promoted you to flying a desk and being taken off flight duty. He said he never saw any orders discouraging pilots from reporting UFO sightings. Some people are saying the town of Hull in England has a disproportionate number of UFO sightings and are wondering why. They claim these sightings have been taking place for over 60 years and are composed of saucer-shaped objects and bright lights. They realized some of the sightings could be explained, but claim there are a lot which cannot be. One has to wonder why a small place like Hull would be of interest to UFOs. I guess since we really don't understand them, UFOs that is, it is hard to know why they picked the places they do to fly over.